As I mentioned before, a central part of the AWIPS2 design is the metadata database, which maintains an inventory of all available data. If data somehow were to have been ingested, processed, and written out to an HDF file, but no record was written to the metadata database, AWIPS2 would think the data does not exist. Note the various databases that comprise an AWIPS2 install. Several AWIPS1 legacy databases such as DC, HD, HMDB, and FXA Text are included. Maps and metadata are two new AWIPS2 databases. The Maps database is geospatially enabled. It contains shape files and various station lists. The metadata database has an AWIPS schema, which contains many tables. Most of the metadata tables contain the records for each piece of data ingested by each plugin. Notice the names of the plugins shown here: GRID, INTL SIGMET, LSR, a bunch of National Center plugins, OBS, PIREP, Profiler, Radar, Redbook, Satellite, and many, many others. Here's a sample metadata record in a radar table. Additional fields are actually contained in the record, but this sample gives you a feel of what constitutes metadata. This particular record was for an 8-bit or 256 data level reflectivity product from the KTLX radar at 7.5 degrees. Note that the metadata contains the information to geolocate the data. The data URI is made up of enough of the metadata fields which together uniquely identify the data. Data URIs in AWIPS2 always begin with the plugin name followed by the reference time of the data. The other fields vary depending on the plugin.